Oh, good morning, Mark. Her life has been a lot like a reality show, and now Leanne Rimes and Eddie Cibrian are getting their own show.
What is it called?
It's going to be called Leanne and Eddie.
Wow, that's original.
I know, they really hurt themselves on that one. The 6-episode series, tentatively titled Leanne and Eddie. I'm not sure when it's going to start airing yet. They're in the preliminary stages. But the couple has said, we're very excited to be working together on a unique show that will give you a glimpse into who we really are, or better yet, who we're really not.
Hope she puts some weight on.
Well, if Paula Deen makes a comeback, it's not going to be through Dancing with the Stars. She's rejected an offer to be on the show. Now, her sources say it's just not her forum, it's just not her kind of thing, but Tom Bergeron, the host of the show, really wants her to reconsider. He says, we've seen tons of career resurgences after this show. People kind of stand up and go, I remember why I love that person. Now, she has been dropped by the Food Network, and she's lost a lot of endorsements. Maybe it'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Lots of people have done
it. Dancing shoes are good.
Yeah. Dance and shoes, it's the way to be. Kind of a big thing for the band Perry. When they played Boots and Hearts over the weekend, they played to their biggest audience ever.
Wow.
30,000 people.
Wow. That's cool.
She said that she absolutely loved it. She actually said she had what she calls a primal stage moment that she lives for, where her clothes were torn and she kind of ripped a part of it off.
Yeah,
and
she did, yeah.
Apparently it was a pretty cool show and they loved it. I think that they will definitely be back. Pee Wee Herman's returning to TV with a new show in 2014.
Oh, good.
I know. He doesn't want to give away too much of the detail just yet, but there's some speculation it could be a revamped take on his 80s show, Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse.
Oh my God, come on!
Maybe they'll find a new name for it.
Yeah, please.
He's also been hinting at a possible film. Sugarland is facing a trial in February to determine if they were at fault in the accident back in 2011 that killed 7 people prior to a performance at the Indiana State Fair. The stage did collapse. Now,
why is it their fault?
See, this I find kind of weird. It's technically up to the performer to call their show.
Yeah.
But they're not meteorologists.
No.
They're not. How are they supposed to know?
No.
You know what I mean? And how can you tell something like that? I was at the Blues Fest stage collapse. One minute it's a bit windy. The next minute the stage is down.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And last but not least, final 8 episodes of Breaking Bad are kicking off Sunday. And that's entertainment.